been held in your
hand. Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're picking up where we left off on Friday. And we were talking about physical healing, spiritual healing. And we really need to know when it's a spiritual thing, when it's a physical thing, where it's coming from, what it is, and how to get rid of it. Because we all want to walk in divine health, because that is one of the covenant promises of God. And so we're looking at 1 Corinthians 2:12, God telling us that we've received many blessed gifts from Him, but we have not received the spirit of the world, which is chaos and just so much anxiety and problems in the world, but we've received the spirit from God who will show us and reveal things to us. So let's pick up where we left off, and hopefully you're going to get something out of this that'll help your life and your family's lives in the future when it comes to healing in Jesus' name.
Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Freely given to us by God. You will know what is yours, what you possess, what God's got in store for you, what God's got planned for you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, but the Spirit knows. And God, by the Spirit, will give you knowledge about everything that is yours. And one of those things is healing and health. This is healing school. Healing and health is yours. The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you if you give Him the opportunity. This is the Word of God, family. This is the Word of God. I just read the Word of God. And I didn't even take it from the Passion or the Voice or the New Living Translation. I took it from the King James so that you can say, oh, it's the Word of God. Because many people, if it's not King James, don't talk to me. So I'll preach like that. Thus saith the Lordeth. Beest thou on your besteth behaviour. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. Can I go there? Will I get sick? You've got to listen to the voice of the Spirit. Should I wear a mask? Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Should I buy the house? Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Should I sign on the dotted line? Listen. Should I marry that person? Listen. Especially that one, listen. Because that is the second biggest decision you will ever make in the history of your life. Number one, receive Jesus. That's the biggest decision. And number two, who you marry. And you better make sure that the person you marry does not have the spirit of the world. That's why the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked together. Oh God, here I go. Don't start me, brother. You can't be unequally yoked together, unsaved and saved together. What right has righteousness with unrighteousness? What right has light with darkness? What concord has Christ with Belial? That's what the scripture says. Mamma mia. Psalm 107:20 says, He sent forth His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 107:20 is a great word. He sent forth His word. Who was His word? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He sent forth His word, Jesus. He sent forth Jesus. He sent forth His word and healed them. And delivered them from their destructions. Right there, he's talking about physical healing and salvation. And people want to say it's spiritual healing. God doesn't heal you spiritually. He makes you brand new. That's right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand spanking new.
And people will argue with you and say, well, he spiritually he healed your spirit. No, he didn't. He saved your spirit and gave you a new one. He said, I will give you a new spirit and I'll put a new heart within you. Did he not? So don't be sitting listening to people or arguing with people about, you know, well, that's healing for your spirit, brother, but for your body it can't be. Ah. You push the no button on that one. Amen? So he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Destruction was going to hell. Healed them was being healthy. Oh, Lord. Psalm 103 verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are all of his benefits? Ephesians 1:3, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Forget not the Lord and all his benefits, who forgives my sin, my iniquities, and he heals all of my diseases. Once again, his salvation and his healing for the body. By the stripes on his back, I am healed. Oh, that's spiritual healing. No, it's not spiritual healing. It's physical and mental healing. Your spirit is made brand spanking new. You've got to get this in your life. You've got to believe this in your life. You've got to speak it out of your life. You've got to taste it, smell it, touch it, handle it. Handle healing. Handle health. I couldn't heal a fly with a limp. But I can lay hands on a fly with a limp and he'll be healed. I prayed for my dogs and they've got healed. Oh, yes. I prayed for people and they get healed. Oh, yes. Because why? Because God said I can. That's my right, my privilege. My authority. I can do that. You sound arrogant. You know, I know people think that often, but I'm preaching the Word of God with a passion. You want me to stand here? Well, if you lay a hand on someone, they'll get healed. Yeah, you believe in your product. Trying to sell me this latest vacuum cleaner. Well, you know, you can just, you know, it kind of pulls itself along. You don't believe in your product, dude. Right? When you, the best salesperson is the one who believes in the product. I don't want some guy coming in there not sure if he's right or wrong. I want to know, man, this thing can introduce stuff into your life that you've never experienced before. Your life is going to become so much easier and better. You'll have more time to do da-da-da-da-da-da. Give me the pros. Amen. So it's not arrogance. It's belief and trust in the word and the power of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it. Amen. So he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. And in actual fact, the same Psalm 107 verse 2 says this. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Speak. Hello. Amen. Remember the song, I am redeemed. Big Daddy Weave, love it. Amen. Love it. Brilliant musician. Brilliant songs. But I am redeemed. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Tell people, I'm redeemed.
I am.
I'm healed. Yeah, I'm prosperous. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what you're going to speak. 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 Mamma mia. Jesus, when God said he sent forth his word and healed them, he didn't say he sent forth his word and was going to heal them. He said it's a done deal. By the stripes on his back you are healed. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from the devil, hell and destruction. So it's a done, completed deal. Your healing is complete. Your healing is complete. It's total. It's done. Say, my healing is bought and paid for. I walk in divine health because of Jesus and what he accomplished for me at the cross at Calvary. The finished work of Jesus. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And one of those blessings is healing, absolute health. Amen. Now I pray God would open up your portals of your mind, those that have spiritual ears would hear, those that have spiritual eyes would see what God has in store by the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll get a revelation of the healing virtues and power of God. Know that you're healed just as well as you are a child of His, and walk in the fullness of that healing in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We love you guys. And we'll see you on Sunday. Who knows what's going to happen? Just be here. Love you all. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith. Family and friends, I just want to say, you know, since the COVID has come and people have been getting sick and social distancing and doors being closed, etc., I'm grateful to God that we never closed our doors, whether there was one person there, 10 people there, or no people there. We still went about our business preaching the Word of God over the internet, and two, even if it was an empty church, we preached as if it was full of people just desperate to hear the Word of God. And so now we've got to a place that, because of the situation that's taken place with the COVID and all of the social distancing and, you know, whether you are an essential or not an essential, God has seen fit to help us. You know, even our school, we had to close our school down and couldn't have any children there. We've got 700 kids. And what happened was, we went virtual within one day, and every child continued online with their teachers, didn't miss a day of school. And so God brought us to a point and place, and I have had healing school going for 16 years now, and because of the COVID, the numbers have dwindled in the actual sanctuary, and we've decided that we are now going to do it live stream, and I'm doing it from my house, in my office at home, and I'm live streaming, and you can pick it up every Thursday at 9 a.m., and there's a wonderful opportunity to ask questions and just greet us and give us a name if you want to, and we'll have your questions answered. And so you can pick it up if you go to traditionworshipcenter.com and then just watch. You just click on the watch and it'll come up automatically at 9 a.m. on a Thursday morning. Also, our Sunday service will come up automatically at 10 o'clock in the morning, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the evening. But our Thursday Healing School program comes up at 9 a.m. every Thursday morning. Please join us from the comfort of your own home and the safety of your home. We love you guys, and hope to see you soon. You can get us on Facebook and on YouTube as well. Blessings. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located